finished. We're starting now the halachas of Rechivos. Right, we finished now the first part of the sefer of Chavetz Chaim. Right, the Chavetz Chaim splits the sefer into two parts. There's the halachas of Lashon Hara, the halachas of Rechivos. Now we finished all halachas of Lashon Hara. We know some of them. And now we're going on to the second half of the sefer, already up to day 88, which is the second half of the sefer, which is about Rechivos, which is about gossip. So we're up to the second part of the sefer. So now the Chavetz Chaim will begin the second part of the sefer on day 88.
What's the difference?
Said the first part was by Hilchos Lashon Hara. The second part is the Rechivos, which we can explain. Chavetz Chaim begins by saying the verse, which explicitly prohibits Rechivos. What does the pasuk say? L'sevech Rachel ba'amecha. You shall not go as a peddler of gossip among your people. Chavetz Chaim emphasizes the gravity of the sin. It has destroyed many souls among the Jewish people. He explains that in the Torah, this commandment is immediately followed by the words, "You shall not stand aside where your fellow's blood is shed." So you see how bad it is. Almost compared to bloodshed.
Almost,
there it is. It says it near it. It's connected. It doesn't say it is, but it says it's bad. It puts it right near the pasuk. Words of gossip, which cause ill will and hatred among Jews, have the power to destroy and defame families, friends, and communities. As a proof, the Chavetz Chaim cites the case of Doeg HaAdomi. Doeg informed King Shaul that Achimelech, who was then the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, has granted refuge to David, for whom Shaul was hunting. So Shaul accepted his wicked report and ordered the Kohanim of the entire city of Nob to be killed. There was Nob Eir Kohanim, and they all got killed down.
Including the high priest.
Everyone got killed out. Why? Because someone spoke Rechivos. Right? Because Doeg HaAdomi snitched to Shaul and said, you know, that David is hiding, right? That David is hiding.
Refuge, and they helped
him. The Kohanim are helping David. So he said, oh yeah, they're helping him. I'm going to show them who's boss. He killed out the whole city of Kohanim. I think it was 400, more than 400 Kohanim got killed out. Why? Because this was because of Rechivos. Chavetz Chaim offers a very clear picture of a peddler of gossip. This is a person who goes from one person to the next saying, did you hear what Reuben said about you? Did you hear what Shimon said about you? Did you hear what Reuben wants to do to you? That's a peddler of gossip. They go from person to person gossiping. Chavetz Chaim goes further. He says, even the reported information is not inherently negative and the subject himself will freely admit to it, is still Rechivos. Even if the person's words or action were absolutely justified. For example, Reuben has a habit of double parking. Shimon passes by and comments that parking in such a way is inexcusable. Right? So Shimon says, you know, Reuben, you shouldn't be parking like this. Now Levi appraises Reuben and says, do you know what Shimon said about you? Shimon said your parking is inexcusable. So that's Rechivos. Even though it's true, even though Mr. Ruin's parking is inexcusable, the fact that Levi is saying that Shimon voiced something against you, that is considered Rechivos. Cited. The animosity which Rechivos creates is what matters. Right? It doesn't matter if it's true or it's not true. It's the animosity that we're causing between Reuben and Shimon. The fact that the subject was correct does not erase the ill will which the report has caused. Such ill will is a product of feeling attacked. It comes from finding out that someone has been talking about you. Think of your own reaction, the instant anger that's aroused from hearing someone has criticized your performance in any area. The Torah recognizes the terrible destruction which strife causes within the Jewish people. Disunity disqualifies us from receiving Hashem's blessing. Rechilus fosters strife and creates rifts among the Jews, which sometimes are irreparable. The laws of Shmiras HaLashon are a gift from Hashem designed to preserve the love and unity between the Jewish nation. Follow them and you will be a source of blessing for yourself, your loved ones, and all the Jewish people.
Actually, with Doeg, he was telling the truth. Yes. They thought he was a shliach. They didn't. The Kohen didn't know that Shaul was running after him, and they thought he was a shliach of the king. Okay.
Fine. So now.
where are we holding Gemara?
We're holding now Gemara. Masechus Makos Yud Dalet Amar Aleph, and hopefully we 14a, and hopefully we're going to turn the page to 14b. As you know, that Hashem's self also going to turn the page. Oh, this is important. Even though we went over this like 20 times, just today we're going to have to see the Tzaddikim again, so we'll do it over again quickly. It's just one long Gemara, because the Gemara is going to have to.
It's the basket of a poet, you know.
So I'm going to go back anyway. It's good in the class. Maybe this Gemara will learn this thing maybe 101 times. I'm going to finish. Fine. Yaffe, I'm going to start if you don't mind. Oh, like this. We have a pasuk in. We have extra time. The Torah says, don't be with your sister or you get cursed. Right? Now, Hashem's help will get it clear. Like this. On what's your Yitzhak say? Yitzhak has a pasuk in Vayikra, Parak. Where is it? Vayikra, Parak, Chaf, Pasuk Yedain. So we're going to try to get clear the Pasuk today, how all the Pasuk can work out. The Yitzhak says, by Vayikra, Parak, Pasuk Yedain, Parashat Kadesh, says, don't be with your sister. Even though it already said that in Parashat Acharei, it already said, in Perek Yud Ches, it already says that all the arayas by Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Chav says all these arayas get karis, and it already spoke about a sister. Again, the Torah says again in Perek Chav, which in the next parasha over Pasuk Yud Tain says so is with a sister, then they're going to get karis. Right? So why did it already said in Perek Yud Ches that why did they say again? Right, that was already parasha Achareves. Why did they say again the next parasha? The parakhaf, the same thing again, don't be with your sister.
He says, why does he repeat? To teach you, don't be with your sister, then it only gets karas and no malchus. That's just repeated again in parakhaf and parash kudash. In parakhaf, good. That's where we start. That's where the whole thing starts. Right? It says, whereas don't be with sister, extra to get karas, to teach me, you get karas and no malchus. He said, the Rabbanon, who hold you do get malchus, right? Because they do get malchus. He holds you don't. So what do they do with this pasuk? They're not learning the sefer. So what do they do with the pasuk of Achas? So the word tries to say for what happens when
ends up they're learning three in one.
Three in one. Right. At the end of the Gemara, it came out. Let's say you have a Russia, the son of a Russia. You have she's your sister, your father's sister, your mother's sister, and one lady. Who said you get three cars, or you'll get three malchus, or you'll be chayav three times? If you do it by mistake, it must be three chatas. Who said it's three? Considered three. Right, he did three prohibitions in one woman. Right? Comes Achaz, he tells you every time it's his sister tells you each time, every single person here is a separate Isser. Which means the word is called L'chalik. The word is important to read it because the word to bring that down is constant again. It's called L'chalik. Which means it's separate. The fact that he told me Achaz extra times, each and every case is separate. The fact that Achaz again is L'chalik to separate each law,
right.
Each prohibition, even though it was all in one action. Doesn't matter. Achaz tells you, your sister, each one is l'chalik with their volume. So today was called this. This really when it was three in one. It's three in one, right? In one woman was three prohibitions. It equals three, which is called l'chalik. L'chalik. That's what this is. Which means we're dividing up. We're saying three in one, even though it's in one woman, each curse is its own thing. Which means even though the Torah really puts that more with one umbrella. So if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, then we say you get cars. I need a new pasuk to tell me that they're all its own entity. Meaning, why do I need a pasuk to be mechalek? Why do I need a special lead to teach me to split them up? It's obvious. These are three prohibitions. The answer is, since the Torah made that under one umbrella, right, we said if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, at the end it said you get cars. So I would do the thing, if you do three of them, you also get cars, one car. No, new pasuk tells mechalek that they're divided, and you get three different cars. That's what the Rabbanan do. Then we said that El Isha taught me, we said that El Isha again told me, and right by here, by Nida, the El Isha said, why do you say every woman who's a Nida? It means each woman is a separate entity. Also, we said, let's say you have a case of three times and one forgetting. We said this case was Rishiya Barashiya.
She was together.
This case here is three in one. It's three. It's because you did three prohibitions, even though it's one action, you still get three. Good. Now, what does the El Isha teach me? So, came out, Revisa and Arbon both L'chalik. L'chalik. And L'chalik.
that was splitting prohibitions. Let's say a person was with three different women and one forgetting, right? So maybe since the Torah spoke that all in one big case, it's only one karis. No, each and every woman is its own entity. That's a chalak. We're splitting up some three women. Equals three. Even though it's one forgetting, three equals three. That's everyone holds that.
It's with chorus, or I mean, you have to bring three carbonas.
It's like whatever will equal. If it's a mistake, will have to be three carbonas. So it's or according to the Jews, you get malchus, you'll have to get three malchus. Right. But the point is, it's three prohibition. If you deserve carbonas, it'll be carbonas. So it was by mistake. To get three, you have to bring three carbonas. If it was according to one sheet, that was on purpose, you have to get three malchus. But three prohibition, you got three prohibition, you get punished for three prohibitions. But that is the L Isha each.
So the same thing multiple times and one forgetting, you get each.
Three equals three, that's right. Three one forgetting equals three. Right. Well, and that means the third El Isha tells you to split up every, even though it's in one umbrella, you split up everything. But that's for El Isha. Good?
Right. So then
Still, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know this case? How does Rabbi Yitzchak know, right, the case of a Rasha, the son of a Rasha? Right, when you have a case of three Lav and Warah, so your sister, your father's sister, your mother's sister. How does he know this, right?
Right,
we call it Kavachomer, we're not called the Kavachomer. Kavachomer comes, the Pasuk says, Achaisa the Seifa. Achaisa of the Seifa of this Pasuk.
When you Pasuk.
Oh, so that's what we're getting clear. So Achaisa the Pasuk of, Rashi says, this is the same one. The other one's going to be next Pasuk. This is what I got clear.
No, this is the second. Everything before this was the original
Pasuk. Right. Right.
Now,
the
original
one second.
General specific.
No, so really, this is also Vayikra. That's what I understood now. I went back to the Gemara before. What was the original Pasuk from? Where was that from?
The original general followed by a specific.
Where was that from?
That was the very first one.
On the Gemara. It's also, this is Vayikra Yudzayin, Chaf Yudzayin. That's where it was. We go back to the Gemara Rashi. In whatever, where Rabbi Yitzchak was brought down originally, and you got all the base, Rashi says. That's cursed. The next Rashi says, Lama Yasa cursed by Chaisa. I mean, Yud Chaisa is where it says the first time, by Arai, by cursed.
Yeah,
the next Rashi, Lama Yasa cursed by Chaisa La'atma. Tachsib Ektashim Tiyu. Let's look up where this passage is, in Rashi and you got all the base. It says Ektashim Tiyu, right? That's the Ish Ki Yikach Zachaisa. That is by Yikra Chav Yudzayim. Look at Rashi. La'atma. Tichsev kadeshim tiyu. Rashi brings the pasuk.
That's why the edach is back to Rabbi Yitzchak, because he used that pasuk already originally.
That's true.
Yeah?
No, we didn't use it originally.
Good.
Yeah, you already used it up.
You used it up.
Good. La'ikra chaf yudayim. Good. La'ikra chaf yudayim. So now, comes the Gemara now, and says, Rabbi Yitzchak, how do you know this halacha? That three prohibitions and one woman is three. So he says, Achaita the Seifa, the same pasuk of Yikra Chav Yudayim, and that same pasuk. At the end of that pasuk, it says the time Achaita again. It says where it says together, which is we don't need
double
it.
Double time.
Extra time. Yikra Chav Yudayim. So this is Achaita from the end of the pasuk. Right? This is Achaita from the beginning of the pasuk. Right? This is Achaita from the end of the pasuk.
Say this is the second pasuk. Now this is introduced to the second pasuk.
This is, believe it or not, the first pasuk.
It's the same. That's the thing. It's the first name is the first pasuk.
Ah.
So it's a chayso. It's the same pasuk you have inside the Gemara. The Vayikra Chaf Yudayim. The first one was for the first achayso in that pasuk.
No, I'm saying Rabbi Yitzchak's bringing it in the pasuk.
Rabbi Yitzchak's bringing in the second one now.
Yes.
Good. Fine. Okay, yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak brought the first name.
Fine.
Good. So Rabbi Yitzchak holds three and one is three. Three prohibitions and one woman equals. That's good. That's what I got clear. I went to look at the Pesukah, so that's what I understood. Fine. Now the Gemara said, what is Reb Yitzchak going to do with, what are the Rabbanah do with this extra Achaisa from the end of the Pasuk? They didn't have to say your sister again.
Right.
Right? Why did they say Achaisa at the end of the Pasuk again? So
teach
you a full sister. Right? So we saw yesterday, we only said half a sister and half of the mother, half of the father. How do I know a full sister? You can become chum. To teach you a full sister. Right? He teaches you, right? Because the Pesukim only tell me half a sister, half of the father, half of the mother. I wouldn't know a full sister. Right? Because you can't make a kavah chumer. So therefore, it's teaching me a full sister and it's teaching me the rule you can't make a kavah chumer from, you can't learn punishment from a kavah chumer. Right? You understand? It's good. The Achaisa for the sake of teaching me a full sister, and at the same time, it's really teaching me that you, no, you can't make a Kal Chomer for punishments. Right? Which means, because we said, why, if a, you can't, a half a sister gets Karis, for sure a full sister. Correct? So we said, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make Kal Chomer for punishments, and that's what we learned from the word Achas. That's what we're holding till now. Good? So far it looks good? Fine. Now, what's the next Shiloh? How does Rabbi Yitzchak know that you can't, a full sister also gets cards? Right? He's always one bind. So where does he know a full sister can't get cards? That's Gemara's question. That's what we're holding right now. Good?
Yep.
How do we know a full sister doesn't get cards? So up to the Ibai's aim on the bottom of the page. The idach. So up to the idach, we're up to the bottom line of Yudalad Amud Aleph, and we're in Rabbi Yitzchak now. So the idach, the other opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, how does he know that a full sister also gets karis? So ibayis emet, ibayis means is if ba'is, if he wants, is in one word. Ibayis emet, if you want, you could say. Gomar, he learns, einish the punishment, may azhara from the warning. Now what does that mean? That means that in the warning, we already included a full sister. In the warning, it says, don't marry a half a sister. Don't marry a half a sister. And also not a full sister. Good? So just like in the warning, you can't marry a full sister, we'll assume also in the punishment, you'll get cursed on a full sister. That's what the Gemara said. It's a mamatzinu. We'll make Yishev say, just like we find. In the warning, you warn the full sister. So the punishment also you punish for his learning. How does he learn full sister? Just two pshat. One pshat is.
We'll see
Rashi in a second. It's a mamatzinu. He's making a jump. He jumped it. It's according to Rashi. Not quite. Article with the different pshat. I know article on the bottom reading a different pshat. It's not.
No, Rashi's not saying that.
We'll see. Let's see Rashi in a second. So let's see Rashi. What's Rashi saying?
You say you learned it from the extra pasuk.
In the warning. In the warning, in the warning it says extra pasuk.
Right.
Now, how do we know that you also get punished on a full sister? I don't have a pasuk for on the punishment. That we compare. He said that. It's good. So we make a mamatzinu for the fun. That's what I'm saying. Good?
Okay. New pasuk. Now we're in a new
pasuk. Yes, so now we're in a new pasuk. So Rashi says, Gomer Onish Mazhara. So in the Nazhara, in the warning, Ksiv, what is it, right? In Rashi, now Gomer Shadon Nazhara. The Indian Nazhara, Ksiv, right? When the last Rashi is out of the mouth. But the warning, Ksiv, it says, Achais Chahi Yisera. Instead of extra time, she is your sister. Rashi will bring the pasuk in a minute. Well, how's it to warn you, Allah Chayser, on your sister, who is Bas Aviv Ubas Iman? Your sister, the daughter of your father and mother, Shina, like it says, which this is in part Yurchas, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Like Yurchas, Pasuk Yur Aleph. This is also Nacharemus, Pasuk Yur Aleph. Oh, that's what Rashi says. Oh, so could you read that in the Chumash? Erbas, the Erba, was the daughter of the Ashes Avicha, your father's wife. When Ladis Avicha, she's born for your father. Achaisli, she is your sister. So those extra words at the end of the pasuk, she is your sister, are extra. That's fine, but Yikra Yurchas,
Yurav.
Good? So over there, it's in the middle of warning you, don't be with your sister. And over there, it warns you with extra words, Achaisli, teach me even a full sister. Mm-hmm. So now, Ma Azhar. And what is it just like by the warning? Like Chiluk, we didn't differentiate, we didn't separate Ben Achaisai Bas Adam Shaloi Bas Imai between someone who's sister.
There's no
Chiluk. Yeah. Whether she's your half sister, meaning she's only sister from your father, not from your mother. Or half sister Bas Imai Shaloi Bas Adam. She's the daughter of your mother who's not the daughter of your father. Ula Achaisai Tes sister, she Bas Adam Ubas Imai. Right? We didn't differentiate between half sister and whole sister in the warning. Af Ba'inish, also in the punishment, Anash, you are being punished. On a sister who is the daughter of your mother and father. Just like a sister, the bas of shaloi bas imar, from your father, not from your mother. Bas imar shaloi is over from your mother, not from your father. So just like in the warning, we didn't differentiate between a full sister and a half sister, right? So during the punishment, it's a mamatzinu, we're saying we're assuming, even though the punishment did not speak out a full sister, We're assuming the same way in the warning we put them together. They
even
were the same.
In the warning,
just
they
like
differentiated, but they used the word the second after. So
just don't get it. Just like no. In the warning, just like in the warning, we included a full sister.
But where are you getting that included?
It happens fun. Rashi goes
from the second after so because from the extra after so.
Good, fun. That happens to be true from the Achaz Lehi.
No,
good.
That's what Rashi said.
And instead
of
saying
right,
because so the Achaz Lehi in the warning and in the warning. In the warning, the pasuk taught me it included a full sister because the chara chayitz chayi. So just like in the warning, we're not going to differentiate between a full sister and a half sister. Also, the punishment, we're not differentiating between a full sister and a half sister. That's what Rashi says. Goes to it's a mamatzi, it's a comparison.
Yeah, it's asking, what are you doing with that
chasod? No, not asking. Here's the new thing. We're not asking what you do with that. Here's the new chayitz. Chayitz we has he know 3 and 1 second because says a chayitz chayi.
From the third pasuk.
A chayitz chayi. Which is from this was really in the warning. A chaisli in the warning, right? This is by the warning.
This extra of a sechi warns us on a full sister.
On a full sister. Right. So too, then we bring it over, then we jump it to, and then we make a jump to the punishment. Right? So we compare it to Mamatzino, just like it was here, the warning, you warn in a full system. The punishment also, I'm assuming, is the same. That's a simple pshat. There is another pshat that makes it, he's going with the Kabbalah Karma, there is a ritzvah that says pshat. I know Oscar bring the pshat, this is a much simpler pshat. Not to get complicated. I know Oscar bring the pshat. Someone showed me, I saw they bring down the skimar, but whatever. This is Pasha pshat you can go to. And this is what Rashi seems to say. The ritzvah says, this Rashi seems to be a simple pshat with Rashi. Rashi not bringing in a kavah chayim or not. There's another pshat, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not going to that pshat. Fine. That is what we're holding now. So again, what do you say, Ita? How does he know a full sister? So Iba is in one pshat as he learns the punishment from the warning. Just like in the warning, a full sister is warned, so too, in the punishment also, a full sister also will get punished by curse. Good?
So here's it's really the warning A is followed by the warning. We'll learn after the warning 2A cards.
Fine. That's one pshat. You might say much. If you want, you could say a different pshat.
Then you give a different pshat for Yitzhak.
Nafkale. It's hard to him now. We're turning to Yutala of a base. 14B. Nafkale. Machaisa de Resha.
We're reusing this Achaisa.
We're going to use it again.
We're using the Chazirish. I would use it already. It doesn't matter. We're using this Achaisa. Rabbi Yisrael already used it to tell you this car is that there's no Malchus. Right? No, you say, because they didn't have to say the word Achaisa. You could have told them the same ideas without using the word assistant. So the first system we're learning to teach you get cars and not Malchus, the fact that they reiterate the whole topic again, that if you're with a daughter or your father or mother, you get cars,
that alone teaches me that each karz is its own karz. But it still didn't have to speak out the word again, achaisa. So we're really using the word achaisa now, of the ratio. Because originally, we weren't really, even though we said achaisa to state for now, we didn't use to mean that word.
You meant the whole pasuk.
That pasuk, the fact that they have to come again and tell you his sister gets karz, so is with his sister gets karz, that whole pasuk is extra. From there, I learned that each woman is an entity in itself, its own essence. But now saying the pasuk still didn't have to say the word achaisa again. If you look like we said originally, in the thing we thought originally we thought we're using the word achaisa. You can leave it out like this. Originally, if you look at Rashi, really, we never said it was on the word achaisa the whole time. We were just saying, why do you need the whole pasuk again to tell me your sister again gets karis, right? So therefore, it's teaching me that each case is its own karis, right? Now saying, even in the pasuk alone, it didn't have to say the word achaisa. If you look at the pasuk, where's the pasuk? So really, Rashi's going to bring it down in a second. Rashi's going to bring it down. Oh, so Rashi says what it could have said. What did the top Rashi say? Rashi said the pasuk could have been.
Instead,
so it could have just wrote that if the month it could have failed to write. It could have written ki yigachi when you take. Espas of the Obasi, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother. So why did I have to speak out the word your sister? It's obvious it's your sister. So it's a new drasha. That word alone, Achaisa, we still have room to make a new drasha.
So which comes out that this really was from Achaisa, which really wasn't really from Achaisa, it was from the topic. It was more like from the whole pasuk, right?
This was from the whole pasuk of a Yikrachaf, right? Basically, for the whole pasuk over there of Yikrachaf Yudzayin, right? The whole thing would have to be the whole thing. And now, this is from. Okay, so that's the second Yibayisema. The Chazai of the Reish. This is called the Chazai of the Reish of the beginning of the pasuk. From
the first pasuk.
The first pasuk. The Chazai of the Reish of a Yikrachaf. Of a Yikrachaf Yudzayin.
Back to the drawing board.
That's right. I told you the second part I thought was from a different pasuk. I said that. That's why I'm going to try to tell you this morning.
Please keep you out the family squabbles out of this.
I think it was from two different pasuk. I said that.
Uncle.
Back to the original.
Yeah, don't give up.
It's from Chorus. It's actually the original Chorus because Rabbi once twisted it. It has to do with the original pasuk.
The original pasuk.
That's good. That's why I questioned you. I said you're
talking. Fine, it's good. All right.
They haven't said it was two different pasukim.
Yeah. So comes that it's the same achaisa. We're just using it like this. Meaning, originally we don't need the word achaisa. Actually, it's just a general idea. Why need to tell me again? If you were to get kares, we know it already from the from parakiyuches from parashat Achareim. We say no.
Okay, but I have a question. Rabbi Yitzchak already used that pasuk to teach us.
Oh, so that's what we're explaining.
To teach us. The chorus.
Look at the top line.
Use the top line. Use the bottom line. Use the word.
So we're explaining now. There it goes.
You don't need the apostle.
How is he using a chesed twice?
Right. You can't use
a chesed. Rather saying you originally weren't using a chesed originally. Now we understand we're using the actual word a chesed. We're taking that whole pasuk that we already know in parasha Achareim is parakiyut ches. That's only with the sisters against chorus. So why the next parasha, parasha's kedushin and parakchof? If it's not me again, you will insist that you get chorus. So the first thing is the whole pasuk. We don't need the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk was superfluous.
The whole pasuk was superfluous?
The whole thing, the whole pasuk was superfluous, yes.
I thought we don't need the word apostle.
That's the thing we're saying now. Rabbi Yitzchak is using this pasuk twice. Now we're using just the word apostle. Originally we're using the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk was superfluous. We already said, if you're with your sister, you get cursed. So why does it tell you again if you're with your sister, the daughter of your father, the daughter of your mother, you get cursed?
Right.
So that was the teacher of the first halacha. That you only get cursed and no malchus. Good. But now we still have a question. The Torah could have told me the whole pasuk, that idea, without the word your sister. Could have said, someone with the daughter of their father, the daughter of their mother gets cursed. Why do you have to add the word your sister?
We know that already.
We know, if it's the daughter of your mother, the daughter of your father, I know it's your sister. So that extra word achaisa now teaches me that a full sister. That's what Yusuf is saying. That's a rashi. Right, that's a top rashi thing.
So he's using two different. He's using the same pasuk with two different parts of the same pasuk to teach out two different things.
One's the whole concept, the whole idea, why you have to bring the whole pasuk again all together. And then, why did the word say the word again?
In particular.
So he's using the broad part of the pasuk to teach out the original chorus.
Good. Is it I know Malchus?
Right. And he's using just the opposite of that same original pasuk to teach you.
Good.
It's your full system.
Yeah. By option, we have Rashi. It's going to be Rashi. So that's what Rashi is. Rashi is at the top right saying, Malchus the Reisha, but Rashi knows our question, but you used it. Rashi already coming to answer. He already knows we're jumping at it, but we used it already. So Rashi comes right away, just gives you the answer. He's ready like jumping in the answer. The answer is no. The Matzah Mokta could have written Kihigachas Bas Ela Bas Iman. So for the extra word Achaisa, that's what we're going into the pasuk. There's an extra word in that pasuk. That's what we learn a full sister also. That's what this Rashi is coming to help us with. It's good. Rashi came to help us. Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi. Sometimes we have two choices. Where does Rabbi Yitzchak know a full sister? Either from Achaisa, he in the warning, we jump into the punishment, or from Achaisa, the ratio, according to this chapter. I mean, the first chapter didn't hold like that. I mean, this is only according to the Ibai Seima. I mean, you always have Ibai Seimas, they don't like each other usually. I mean, the Ibai Seima, so, can be the other first chapter, they don't like this reusing Achaisa.
Can you go over the top Rashi again on your dollar?
Machazah the Reisha. I mean, what's Machazah the Reisha? Rashi explained to you, but Rashi already coming to answer your question. I know already you just used that pasuk.
Twice, right.
So he's explained to you, no. The Mati Lemichta, it could have been found to written, it could have written, Ki Yikach, when one takes, Esbas Aviv, Esbasim, the daughter of your father, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother.
Without the word Apostle, it could have just said that enough. And in the first pasuk that we ever used,
right,
to teach us.
Multiple
Kares, no Kares and no Malchus.
Right.
First pasuk, it didn't need the word Apaso in there. It could have just said, if you sleep with your father, didn't have to say your sister.
Right.
The fact that it said the word sister is teaching us.
It's superfluous, therefore we can use it for this living. Right.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Since you don't need it, you can put it somewhere else.
Right. If you use it, yeah, you can still use it. What do you say about bro? It's good. He says it's good. Fine. Now, back to the thing. So now, what do the Rabbanim do with... Now, according to this, so now, it's interesting, because...
What do the Rabbanim do with that?
So really, we're not really going back on the... So, which pshat, what is the war I want to know what the Rabbanim is doing with? So, the pshat is the Rabbanim, we're only asking on them...
On the ratio.
What do you mean on the ratio? You mean on the first... One second.
On this last thing that we just went over.
So, I'm not sure. I just got confused. I thought it was on the first one. I just thought it was now. Yeah. Good. So now, what did this pshat? The Gemara is still about. So now, what do the Rabbanim do? I mean, originally we were just talking about the pasuk. Now, in the pasuk is an extra word achaisa. So what do the Rabbanim do with this extra word achaisa in the rate of the ratio? Good. So that's what we're also now the top of Yedad of things, the top one, the Edoth, and the other ones, meaning the Rabbanim. What do they do with this extra achaisa? So who may violate this thing?
So the extra episode in the original pasuk.
Good. Of the ratio, we're calling it the ratio. There is about in the beginning of the original pasuk.
Yeah, because the only place that we make a difference between the ratio and the sefer is in that pasuk in Yud Ked.
Yeah. So the idah who may violate.
In Kaf, Yud Zayin.
Pasuk Yud Zayin.
Yeah.
Good. So who may violate lechalek? We need this lechalek. Which means chana, it's not so ready. Do you have it already?
To separate it.
To separate. Now, what do you need to separate? What do you need? They already told me. The rabbi already know you separate. What do you separate? They already told me from Elisha to separate.
Something totally different.
So, chalek, because the rule, like, we're actually mean the rule like this. We're separating a different halacha, totally different halacha. Now, how do you do that? Because the rule that you have an extra word in your parsha, and you have nothing to use it for because you already used up all your genius ideas of 3 and 1, 3 and 3, all your thing. You have nothing to do with it by a sister, by cars of a sister. You already have all your crazy cases, full sister. So then you're allowed to use it for something else. Which means it's related in a certain way, a related topic in a certain way, but really unrelated. Meaning, what are we comparing it to? Comparing it to the case of Humi Bayle L'chalik, we need to differentiate Karis L'mefata M'lasach. Let's say someone makes a, which we had in our Mishnah actually in this case, someone who makes the Shemen HaMishcha, they make the oil, the same ingredients, they compound, they make the same mixture of the oils, the anointing oils, right? And also, at the same time, he also anoints with the oil from Moshe Rabbeinu. So, how many cards do you get? One card or two cards? So again, why are we here without you think it's one card? Because again, the Torah umbrellas them. The Torah again puts them both on the one umbrella. It says, if you make the oil, and if you anoint with the oil, then you get cards.
By punishment.
Again, since we umbrella you under one punishment, again you would think, even if you do both, you get one karis. So again, I need a pasuk to split them. L'chalik, again, Achaisa tells me everything is separate. Everything, each sister, each thing is its own. Each lav gets its own karis. You would think, since both lavs were said and then there was one karis, you would think they're under one umbrella. No, l'chalik teaches them. So the Ezra Achaisa by Arayis teach me by oils, anointing the oils, that you split them up. It's
why
two
is
different cards.
Different than learning out from the 3 and 1?
We already learned that. No, because you have to learn in every case. It's like, just because you
learn
l'chalik in one case by a rise, you still have to learn l'chalik.
You don't learn the principle of...
No, it doesn't
matter.
The principle, Shabbos is the word.
Principle prohibitions in one
no.
As a general prohibition.
It's not by Shabbos, machleikus.
Yeah,
By Shabbos, we don't do that. By Shabbos, not necessarily. We learned that by Arayis. By Hilchah Shabbos, big machlokes, we say, one sheet told you don't say lechalik by Hilchah Shabbos. It's machlokes, by Hilchah Shabbos, and machlokes, we say, we want you to say, why to say, don't go make a fire. One sheet is lechalik, one's not lechalik. You don't always say, it's not an automatic rule. Which means, you maybe told me this rule works by Arayis. That three different Arayis and one forgetting is three. It's three different, three prohibitions is three cards. I need this, wherever the Torah is going to umbrella everything under one umbrella, I'll tell you one cars. Did he give me a bunch of labs and one cars? You're going to have to teach me that they have to be split up. That's how it works in every case. So this is l'chalik, it's the same Torah, but again, usually it's l'chalik. Here, they're using l'chalik, right, to tell you, right, that even though you did two things and one forgetting, even though you made the mixture, right, you made the mixture and you anointed with it, this equals two cards. Even though the Torah plus 7-1, 2 takes 2 lav, it says don't make the mixture and don't anoint. And you get cards. So it seems like doing both of them is one cards. No, you should get two different cards. Fun, that's what the Gemara is saying. So we said, Ida Chahumi Baile, he needs it. Rabbi Lechalik, to differentiate, make a difference, separate cards. Meaning you get two different cards. lemafatim, to one who makes the mixture, the kapeh, v'lasach, and one who anoints with the oil, that it's two different karas. So even though it's by a rice, you could jump, you can't use it for a rice, you use it for a different parsha. What are you using?
The same way with all the in Ariel. Same way in Ariel.
You want to make a mamatzi?
Add it all together and then one step at the end. It's the same thing.
So you want to make a mamatzi? You mean make a mamatzi? Why can't you say
make a who?
A mamatzi. I mean, well, just like we find.
How do you say?
A mamatzi. Like ma matzinu.
What we found over there.
Yeah, what we found. Yeah, that's what mamatzi. But that's actually asking make a mamatzi. That make a mamatzinu. So it's for some reason we don't make a mamatzinu. I don't know why, but we don't. I see. I'll tell you why. You see, by Hilchos Shabbos, you don't make it. Even though we have by a rice, we're telling you to split them up. And by now you're telling me by Keteris, I know example. We don't split them up. By Hilchos Shabbos, we don't split them up. The Gemara has machlokes, and once you know, you don't say lachalik. But I think Gemara says, why does the pasuk say that? It says don't do 39 malachos, whatever they do by the Mishkan. So why does it say don't make a fire? So once you the whole is lachalik. The other shidduch goes, no, I mean, we don't say it all across the board. I don't know why you don't make a mamatzinu, but it's not one of those rules you just jump in. It's not, I don't know, we don't make a mamatzinu. I don't know how it works. No, it is mamatzinu. I said, I don't know why here, I don't know how mamatzinu works.
It says it over there?
One of the things of mamatzinu. It doesn't say the word mamatzinu, It says, look at Rabbi Shmuel, it says, I don't know right now. You can look at it. No, you remember Shmuel before you die. You look at Rabbi Shmuel before Hedu. You look it up, and it springs down over there.
It's more than 13. You see over here that this rule over here is.
Yeah, there's 13 general ways.
It's not in there.
Fine, there's 13 general ways.
But it's the 30 that were made by the son of Rabbi Segudi, Rosa.
I was made different. Fine.
It's a general about all shots, though.
What's
a
general? What's a general? What?
As long as
right, that's a general Shas. Yeah. Why it's not Rabbi Shmuel? I don't know why it's not Rabbi Shmuel, but we have it all over Shas. That's true. In your life, you get you to nail in your give it to another.
Rabbi Yitzchak,
when you're Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. No, he's not the sheep. I don't know why.
But
Rabbi, that's a good question. I don't know how it works. When we make mamatzinus, meaning I don't know why, but we don't. We for sure don't. In this scenario, we don't just compare. Say once you're lachalik, once. I don't know why. Meaning, he's all saying say lachalik all over. We don't. I don't know why. Say if we find lachalik by right, why don't we say all over the Torah? Every case is different. It could be also, to the fact that the Torah put them under one category seems like it's trying to compare them. Maybe that's one. I mean, the fact that the Torah put them under one umbrella, and then Satskar seems like we're specifically trying to umbrella them. So if you want to un-umbrella them and tell you that they're different, you have to bring a special pasuk. Maybe that's one. I'm saying the Torah specifically seems like it's making them under one category. We're trying to say, no, it's not really one category, it's really two. So it could be every time. You have to split it up. Maybe. I don't know. But we see for sure we don't make a mamatzinu. That's clear. We don't just say, because you say l'chalik once, you say it the whole term.
See by Shem and Mishra that each one is totally different because one has to be from the original.
Yeah, for Mishra Pratt.
Also. You can't even be talking about the same oil.
Uh-huh.
You know specifically it's not. That could also be the reason that you need to be l'chalik. To tell us that it's not the oil you just made.
So yeah, could be. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fine. The second Rashi. Why do we have to split them up? You don't always have to split everything up. You don't have to say l'chalik, but every time the Torah says something, you don't have to split it up. You don't have to tell you. It's obvious that each you do two different things. It's karas. So Rashi explains why over here again do we have to split it up? Is it necessary to split it up? This is also shnei lavin. The Torah speaks out two lavin, which says don't make the mixture and then also don't anoint yourself. The karis echad, and afterwards it says one karis. Therefore, v'hotzrich lanu, it's needed to us lechalik to differentiate between them. Kumai, just like shohotzrich chalik, we needed to make a difference. But arise, just like an arise, we needed to make a chalik. The same way, they're under one umbrella, so you need a pasuk to make a differentiation here also. But then, what do we do? If we can't use it for the topic over here for the halacha of arise, tenayu inyan lahu, use it for the topic of them. Meaning, we use it for the topic of. Of anointing the oil. Because if you look at the psukim, they also say, what do the psukim say? They also similar psukim. Also, it was under one category. It was under one category, and then we split them up. Looking for a second, I have the pasuk over here. Yeah, it was the pasuk says in Shemayis Parak Lam Pasuk. It says, "Ish Asher Yirkach Kamayu," one who makes the mixture like this. One who puts them on a Yisrael, V'nechzu me'alav, they get karis. So we umbrella them, so it seems like it's one karis. If you do both of them, come they were telling you, no, that it's really two different karis. We're telling you, l'chalik. Baruch Hashem, we'll stop over here, and we continue the valley, hopefully one more day. Right, so hopefully on Sunday we're going to finish till the two dots. Try to push till the two dots, we can finish this again.